Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, and today we are talking about a concept that I call the million-dollar metric and why your jewelry store's online reputation is quite literally your best salesperson in 2026. If you ask 10 independent jewelers what their most important marketing asset is, you are going to get 10 different answers. Some will tell you it is their stunning, newly redesigned website with flawless high-resolution product photography. Others will point to their carefully curated Instagram feed full of sparkling gemstone close-ups and lifestyle shots. A few might even swear by their latest direct mail campaign that brought foot traffic through the door during the holiday season. The truth is, they are all missing the mark. In 2026, your most powerful marketing asset is not something you create in-house or pay an agency to design from scratch. It is what your customers are saying about you when you are not even in the room. I am talking about your online reputation and more specifically your Google reviews. Think about the nature of the jewelry business. We are not selling impulse buys or $20 items. We are selling high ticket, high emotion, deeply personal items. When a customer walks into your store or visits your website to buy an engagement ring, a custom anniversary band, or a luxury timepiece, they are making a significant financial and emotional investment. They are feeling a level of vulnerability and anxiety. They want to know they can trust you. And how do modern consumers build that trust before they ever step foot through your doors? They check your digital footprint. They look at your star rating and read the experiences of real people who sat across the counter from you. When a prospective client sees a steady stream of authentic five-star Google reviews detailing how your staff guided them through the diamond buying process with patience and expertise, your online reputation is doing the heavy lifting before you even say hello. It answers the fundamental question lingering in every buyer's mind: can I trust these people with my hard-earned money and my most important life moments? That is why I call this the million-dollar metric. Too many independent jewelers treat reviews as an afterthought. They provide incredible customer service, hand over a breathtaking piece of jewelry, and then hope the customer spontaneously remembers to go online and type out a glowing review. Hope is not a marketing strategy. In today's hyper-competitive landscape, you need a proactive system in place to capture that feedback while the emotional high of the purchase is still fresh. Your competitors are vying for the exact same local search traffic, and Google's algorithm heavily favors businesses with active, positive review profiles. If your local competitor has 200 reviews and a 4.9 rating, and you are sitting at 12 reviews from 3 years ago, you are losing high-value clients before the race has even begun. You need to empower your sales associates to make review requests a seamless part of the pickup process. Train your team to ask for feedback when the excitement is at its peak. Make it frictionless with QR codes at the counter or automated follow-up text messages that link directly to your review page. Furthermore, you need to engage with every single review, both positive and negative, because prospective buyers are reading those responses just as closely as the reviews themselves. They want to see how you handle praise and how gracefully you resolve issues. Your online reputation is a living, breathing reflection of your store's integrity and craftsmanship. It is time to stop viewing marketing as just a collection of pretty pictures and start investing in the social proof that actually closes deals. Take a hard look at your digital reputation today, build a system to elevate it, and watch how it transforms your bottom line. To learn more about how we help independent jewelers dominate their local markets and scale their growth, visit us at deepearthmkt.com. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.